former The Beach nightclub in Vegas, to host pop-up casino. Next Tuesday, the 23rd of May, 2023, a pop-up casino tent will appear in Las Vegas for 8 hours as part of Marriott International's efforts to retain a grandfathered non-restricted gaming license that is linked to the street corner that was once the location of The Beach nightclub. However, the Nevada Gaming Commission has warned that the Marriott cannot go on preserving the license in this way indefinitely and that a more permanent plan is needed. The tent casino is due to open its doors at 6 a.m. It will house 16 slot machines, the smallest number needed for a non-restricted license, and it will be the 10th time that this has happened in 17 years. According to local regulations, in order to maintain a license, a company needs to offer public gaming for at least 8 hours. Furthermore, Clark County regulations stipulate that in order to maintain a grandfathered license, active gaming needs to take place at least once every 18 months. The Marriott is attempting to develop the property at Convention Center Drive and Paradise Road. However, according to Dennis Nylander, an attorney representing the company, the efforts have been delayed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Negotiations are taking place with developers, but details cannot be revealed due to a non-disclosure agreement. Marriott International oversees roughly 1,000 rooms across 5 hotel properties near to the venue. It eventually hopes to bring them all together into a larger resort that would occupy 16 acres and keep gaming as an option. The only lot in the area that is not owned by Marriott is a restaurant, Piero's Italian Cuisine. The Beach nightclub opened in 1994, and despite its initial popularity, it was forced to close its doors in 2006. Before the nightclub opened, the site was home to the Sport of Kings racebook, which opened in 1992.